Warm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So you know we lost our older dog. And it happened while we were traveling, so that was even harder. But when we walked in the house at 1 a.m. from our travels, we opened the door, and the first thing we saw were the two leashes. And both my husband and I burst into tears. Oh. And I had a complicated relationship with this dog from day one. First of all, she came from New Jersey, like right there. You just know. My Jersey girl dog was like living with, you know, an obnoxious girl from the beach. Yep, 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 yep.
She didn't bark. She said, "You talking to me?"
But she was 16.
Well,
so
that's a good run. You can't be greedy.
I feel exactly that way. And I've been trying to, you know, the reason we got her is our first dog passed away at like 6 or 7. So we had never been through managing an older dog. Yeah. And I really feel the last 3 years have been wonderful for her. We got her a companion, Mo. So
Curly and Mo.
Curly and Mo, you got it right. No, we're not getting a Larry. Yeah. It's not happening.
Larry's happening.
Or Shep. No, it's not. But you know, the last 6 months have been hard, right? You know, and hard on who? Not on the rest of the family.
Right.
Who's like, wait, was she not well? Yeah, I've been saying this for 6 months. But you know, she was on cocktails of Prozac she's on all these drugs, and she had stopped even sitting next to us. If someone came to the house, she'd say, okay, don't get too close to her. She might bite you for no apparent reason. All the things that are not... She wasn't happy.
Yeah.
I was definitely not happy. And what brought her to life was Mo. Like, anytime he came up, she would play with him. It was crazy. And I'd send her out to her, you know, doggy camp or, you know, doggy daycare, and they'd be like, she's being great. And I realized, you know, like when you send out your kid to their first school experience and the teacher's like, your kid is amazing. And then they come home and they're awful.
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time.
Right, because that's what the dog was like. She'd go out and be like, what are you talking about? The dog's not well. She's wagging her tail and running around. And it was like Cocoon. She was literally like living with Cocoon. Like, you know, at night she would wake up. But we really miss her presence.
Yeah. That's a tough thing to get over.
Oh my gosh. I'm so surprised by how much this is affecting me, because I'm not the warm, squishy one about the dog. But don't tell my husband that I miss her.
Okay.
Just don't. Yeah, I don't want anyone to know.
Her heart grew twice as big that day.
The Grinch has gotten bigger.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.